This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu al-atamman al-akmalani ala khayri khalqillahi ajma'in. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihadih. Mustanna bi sunnatihi ila yawmiddin. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه وأدخلنا برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين أما بعد فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we move on to several names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that indicate His kind and gentle and merciful nature. And so there are many names of Allah that come under this meaning. And so inshaAllah ta'ala, today we'll take some, and next week we'll take the remaining. And so the names we have for today are four. They are Ar-Ra'uf, Al-Latif, Al-Halim, and Ar-Rafiq. Ar-Ra'uf, Al-Latif, Al-Halim, and Ar-Rafiq. As for Ar-Ra'uf, this name has been mentioned about 10 times in the Qur'an. And what we notice is that 8 out of the 10 times, it's mentioned along with another name of Allah, and that is, which name is that? Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahim. Ra'ufun Rahim. And so for example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, And this ayah comes twice in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 143, and in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 65. The exact same ayah, or the part of the ayah. Inna Allah bin Nasi la ra'ufur rahim. Inna Allah bin Nasi la ra'ufur rahim. That Allah is full of kindness and most merciful towards mankind. Also, another ayah has been mentioned twice in the Quran, and that is Wallahu Ra'ufun Bil Ibad. Wallahu Ra'ufun Bil Ibad. It comes twice in Surah Al Baqarah, verse 207, and Ali Imran, verse number 30. Wallahu Ra'ufun Bil Ibad. That Allah is full of kindness to His servants. Allah is full of kindness to His servants. As for Al-Latif, it has been mentioned 7 times in the Quran. And many of those times it has been mentioned with Al-Khabir. Al-Latif, Al-Khabir. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ. In Surah Al-Mulk, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Does he who created not know? Should not he know who he has created or what he has created? وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. He is the most kind. And Al-Khabir is a name we took previously, which means the one who is all aware. Another example of Latif, Allah says in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 19, Allahu Latifun bi'ibadihi. Allahu Latifun bi'ibadihi. Allah is Latif, most kind to His servants. يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزُ. He provides abundantly to whomever He wills, and He is Al-Qawi Al-Aziz, the All-Powerful, the Almighty. So this is Al-Latif. As for Al-Halim, this name has been mentioned 11 times in the Quran. Al-Halim. And it has been mentioned along with Ghafoor a couple of times. Al-Ghafoor. And so, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran concerning the Battle of Uhud, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا. That those who fled on the day when the two armies met, they were made to slip by shaitan for what they had earned of sins. وَلَقَدْ عَفَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ. And Allah has pardoned them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ حَلِيمٌ. Allah is most forgiving, and حَلِيم, which means most forbearing. And elsewhere, last week we took Allah's name Ash-Shakur, and we have in Surah At-Taghabun, Shakur with حَلِيم. And so Allah says, إِن تُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا يُضَاعِفْهُ لَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. If you give to Allah a good loan, then He will multiply it for you and forgive you. Wallahu shakurun halim. And Allah is shakur, the most appreciative, and halim, the most forbearing. As for al-Rafiq, this is a name that has not been mentioned in the Quran. It has not been mentioned in the Quran. Al-Rafiq. Nor has it even been mentioned in other forms in the Quran, like in the verb form or in the noun form. It has not been mentioned or attributed to Allah in the Quran, but we find it in the Sunnah. And so in the hadith found in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that a group of Jews came and asked permission to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when they were admitted and they're standing before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said to him, "Assalamu alaik." Assalamu alaik. They said, "May death be upon you." So it sounds like they're saying Assalamu alaik, but they're not. And the Jews are known to distort words and change words, as Allah mentions, you know, that's what they do. So they said Assalamu alaik. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, "So I said to them, may death and the curse of Allah be upon you. May death and the curse of Allah be upon you." So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to her, "Ya Aisha, inna Allaha rafiqun yuhibbu ar-rifqa fil amri kulli." Allah is rafiq. So here is the evidence for this name of Allah. Inna Allaha rafiq. That Allah is rafiq. And that means Allah is gentle and kind. And He loves gentleness in all matters. Allah is Rafiq, and He loves Rifq, gentleness in all matters. So then she said, Aisha radiallahu anha says, "So I said, but didn't you hear what they said?" So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "And so I said to them, wa alaik, wa alaikum. I said to them, wa alaikum. And to you the same." That's the meaning of wa alaykum, and to you the same. And so whenever a kafir gives us salam, and we're talking about the proper salam, we reply not by giving them salam, but rather by saying wa alayk or wa alaykum. So these are the four names that we have today: Ar-Ra'uf, Ar-Ra'uf, Al-Latif, Al-Halim, and Ar-Rafiq. What do these names mean? All of these names revolve around meanings of mercy, compassion, kindness, and gentleness. As for Ar-Ra'uf, it means the one who is most kind, most merciful, most compassionate. Now, there's another name, or another two names that we covered previously, that have the same meanings of mercy and compassion. Which names are those? Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. So, what is the difference? Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, we covered this already, and we talked about the rahmah, the mercy of Allah. But Ra'uf is basically the utmost level of mercy and compassion. And this is what the scholar Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, the famous Mufassir of the Quran, this is how he defined it. He defined Ra'uf as being the utmost level of mercy and compassion, as in an outpouring of mercy and compassion. An outpouring of mercy and compassion. And so this is why the scholars, they mention that the difference between Ra'fa, which comes from Ra'uf, and Rahma, which is Rahman and Rahim, the difference is that Ra'fa, so when we translate it into English, it means the same thing: mercy, compassion. Ra'fa and Rahma. But in the Arabic language, Ra'fa is something pleasing that happens to you, a blessing that is pleasing, delightful, from all perspectives. While rahmah, the rahmah of Allah, is, you may not look at it as being a blessing, because there's pain in it. So we can say it is painful at first sight, but pleasurable later on. It's painful at first sight, but pleasurable later on. As in a blessing in disguise. A blessing in disguise. And so this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the punishment for the fornicators, الزانيه والزاني فجلدوا كل واحد منهما 100 جلده, that the female and male fornicators, give each one of them 100 lashes. And then what does Allah say? ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة, ولا تأخذكم بهما رأفة في دين الله إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. And do not let رأفة, which in this context means pity, don't let pity and compassion for them make you lenient in enforcing the deen of Allah and the laws of Allah upon them, if you truly believe in Allah in the last day. Meaning, don't look at them and be like, this is too harsh, this punishment is too harsh, let's lower the number of lashes. let's give them a prison sentence instead. This is more compassionate. This is more gentle. Ra'fa. So notice here, Allah did not use the term rahmah. Allah did not say, don't let rahmah to let you be lenient on them. Because giving them this punishment for their sin is actually a rahmah for them. It is a rahmah for them. In that if you give them this punishment, then they'll change their ways. They'll have gotten their punishment in this dunya and not in the akhirah. So this is Allah showing His rahmah to sinners. So Allah did not say, don't let rahmah to overtake you. Why? Because rahmah is used even for that which is painful. But not ra'fa. Ra'fa is mercy from all angles. It is something, it is a blessing from all perspectives. It's something good that happens to you. And so when someone is going through tough times, we say Allah is having mercy upon them. Meaning, rahmah. Allah is showing His rahmah to them. But we don't say ra'fa. We only use ra'fa for a blessing that is a pure blessing, a complete, you know, blessing that you see upon someone. So that is the difference between ra'uf and rahim and rahman. And that is why we say that ra'uf is the utmost level of mercy and compassion. As for latif, al-latif, it has two meanings. One meaning is the one who is most kind and gracious. So along the same meanings as all of these names. Al-Latif is the one who is most kind and compassionate and gracious. The other meaning for Al-Latif is the one who is most subtle. And so Lutf means something that is subtle. And this is the same meaning as Al-Khabir. Now, previously, we spoke about Al-Khabir. What does Al-Khabir mean? The one who is all aware. So, talking about the knowledge of Allah. But what we said regarding Al-Khabir, the difference between Al-Khabir and Al-Alim is what? Al-Alim is the one who has knowledge of everything. But Al-Khabir is specific to the minute and tiny and subtle things. That Allah is well aware of the tiniest of things, the smallest of things that no one else is aware of. So Al-Latif is similar to this. It means the one who is the most subtle. The one who whose knowledge is minute and subtle to the point where he knows the tiniest of details that are unknown to others. So how can we combine these two meanings? On the one hand, we're saying that Al-Latif is the one who is the most kind, the most generous. And on the other hand, we're saying he is the one who is the most subtle. How can we combine these two meanings? We say that Al-Latif is the one whose mercy, the one whose mercy and kindness reaches us without us realizing where it's coming from. In the most subtlest of ways. You see the traces of kindness in your life, but you don't know where it came from. You don't know its cause. So this is Al-Latif. As for Al-Halim, Al-Halim is the one who is the most forbearing, the most kind, the most gentle in all situations and at all times. And so he is the one who is calm and deliberate, never hasty. Even with those who are rebellious and disobedient. And so the opposite of that is being hasty. And that's a trait, a quality that many of us have, where, you know, we become angry and then we take out that anger without thinking of the consequences. Whereas Al-Halim is the one who takes into consideration long term, the consequences. And so Allah is Al-Halim, the one who is calm and deliberate. He is never hasty, even with his enemies. And so he continues to provide for them. He continues to shower his blessings upon them, even while they rebel and they disobey, restraining himself from revenge and punishment, giving them, and the whole point is to give them the opportunity to change their ways and repent, to reform themselves, to reform themselves. And so one example of this with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ashab al-Ukhdud. In the story of Ashab al-Ukhdud that Allah mentions in Surah Al-Buruj, where, you know, these people had gathered the believers and told them and dug a huge pit of fire for them and said, whoever does not disbelieve, then we'll throw them into this pit of fire. And they did what they did. They threw them into that pit of fire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Surah Al-Buruj. Then what does Allah say? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. That indeed those who persecuted the believing men and women and then do not repent, for them is the punishment of the hellfire and a burning punishment. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after they did what they did and they deserve to be punished for their actions, Allah still left the door of repentance open for them. Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says, look at this generosity and this kindness. They killed the awliya of Allah and he calls them to repent and seek forgiveness. So this is an example of the hilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his forbearance. As for al-Rafiq, it means the one who is most gentle and most kind, the one who takes things easy. He is calm, he is deliberate, he is not hasty. And so this includes everything related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It includes his decisions, his decrees, his qadr, what he has decreed. It includes his ahkam, his legislations, whatever he has legislated, of his laws, his legislations. And it includes his actions, whatever he does. And so, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the entire creation, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this universe. And he tells us he created it in how many days? In 6 days. But he didn't have to do that. He could have created it in the blink of an eye or even quicker. Another example is our existence. Look at how we gradually come into existence. 9 months in the wombs of our mothers. If Allah wanted to, He could have done it in a quicker way than that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything in this gradual way due to His name, Ar-Rafiq, His gentleness and His wisdom. And to also teach us to do things in a gentle, calm way, not in a hasty way. Another example is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated what He has legislated. It's all within our human capacity and capability. He hasn't legislated that which is outside of our ability. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not burden us with a burden that we cannot bear. So this also comes under Allah being Ar-Rafiq, the one who is most generous, or the one who is most gentle and kind. And so these are the four names of Allah, all related to His compassion, His graciousness, His kindness, His gentleness. And so we move on to the lessons that we learn from these names. The first is that there is no one more kind or gracious than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so He shows His kindness to even those who don't deserve it. He shows His kindness to even those who are not thankful for His kindness. They are ungrateful. Whereas we human beings, when we want to be kind and gentle, we do it with only certain people. We don't do it with our enemies. And so the kindness and the compassion of Allah has no limit. The second lesson is that these names, when we understand their meanings, they should bring contentment and peace to our hearts. When life takes a nasty turn and things go bad. And so in all of that, there is the kindness of Allah and the gentleness of Allah. Even though we may not see it. Even though we may not see it. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His kindness and His compassion has no limit. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, tests us with calamities and misfortunes, we have to look at it as being the kindness of Allah. And there are so many different ways of looking at that. For example, it could have been worse. For example, what the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, that in every calamity that befalls the believer, there is good in it. It is a purification of his sins. It is a reminder for him to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so on and so forth. If Allah had not done that to us, if He does not make us go through such calamities and misfortunes, then it is like what Allah is doing to the disbelievers and the enemies, where they are living the comfortable lives that they're living, and they're not being tested with hardship and calamities, because that is basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, leading them to His punishment. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests us with such hardships, we should look at it as being the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His rahmah. And this is something we spoke about previously when we spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being most merciful. The third lesson is that Allah's forbearance and His gentleness with His enemies is not out of a lack of knowledge or inability to punish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowing them to go, you know, being kind to them in that way is not because He doesn't know what they do, nor is it based on inability to take them, to seize them, to punish them. But rather, it is to give them respite. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَى ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. That if Allah were to punish people immediately for what they have committed of sins, then He would not have left a single living being on earth. Meaning that each and every single one of us, we have sins, we have done zulm to either ourselves or to others that deserves the punishment of Allah. If Allah was to take us and to seize us and to punish us right away, immediately, then He wouldn't leave a single living being on earth. That even includes animals. Not a single living being would Allah leave on earth. وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. However, He delays them for an appointed term. He delays them for an appointed term. And the purpose of that delay is in itself kindness. That He is giving them the opportunity, the chance to change their ways, to repent, and so on and so forth. The fourth lesson is that we should strive to acquire these attributes and these qualities and these etiquette of kindness, of gentleness, of forbearance. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises His prophets for having some of these qualities by giving them that name, Haleem, Ra'uf. So for example, Allah says regarding Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inna Ibrahima lahaleemun awwahun mubin, munib. That indeed Ibrahim was Haleem, forbearing, and awwah, tender hearted, and munib, ever turning back to Allah. And Allah describes the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being ra'uf. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Indeed, a messenger has come to you from among your own selves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ. He is concerned for your suffering. Here Allah is describing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is concerned for your suffering. حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. And He is anxious for your well-being. This is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. And He is Ra'uf, gracious, kind, and Rahim, merciful to the believers. And we have examples from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One example we mentioned, the story of Aisha radiallahu anha, and so how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her to take it easy, not to be hasty. Yes, they said what they said, but don't let your anger, you know, cause you to say something like that. Take it easy. And, you know, what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah rafiq, that Allah is rafiq. يُحِبُّ الرِّفْقَ فِي الْأَمْرِ كُلِّهِ, that He loves rifq, gentleness, in all matters. Another example is the famous story of that Bedouin who came and urinated in a corner of the masjid. And what happened was that the companions who saw that, they came and they wanted to jump on him, and they, you know, they started to curse him. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and, you know, he told them to calm down, and, you know, he told them to, you know, throw water there. And so the point is that we see so many examples in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that show us his gentle nature and his compassion, and not being hasty, and not being hasty, controlling our anger in times of anger, and being forbearing. These are all qualities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and Allah describes himself with these qualities. Finally, the last point that we can mention is that we have to bear in mind that we should strike a balance. And so our deen teaches us to be balanced in everything. And so while we be gentle and kind and forbearing, it does not mean that we turn the other cheek, as is the case in Christianity. And so that is why in our deen, there is both compassion, gentleness, as we see in the life of the Prophet ﷺ, but at the same time, we see harshness where harshness is required, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands the Prophet ﷺ, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَاغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Prophet, fight in jihad against the kuffar and the munafiqoon. And Allah does not say just fight them in jihad and that's it. وَغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ. Be harsh against them. Use harshness when you fight them. And so this is what our deen teaches, to strike a balance between the two. That on the one hand, yes, be gentle and kind to those who deserve it in times of gentleness, but then at other times, harshness is required. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the believers, that they are what? They are, with regards to the believers, they are soft and gentle. But with regards to the kuffar and the enemies of Allah, they are harsh and stern. And so, being gentle and forbearing and all of these qualities that we learned today, we have to understand it in light of two dispraise qualities, and how this is in the middle between these two dispraise qualities. What are these two dispraised qualities? The first is being neglectful. Being neglectful. That, for example, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said regarding our children to command them to pray salah when they reach the age of 7. And then to beat them at the age of 10. There are some parents who are neglectful. They don't command their kids to pray, not at the age of 7 nor at the age of 10. So this is being neglectful. On the other hand, the other quality is, the other dispraise quality is to do things to be hasty, basically. To do things before their due time. To do things before their due time. And that's why we take the same example of this hadith. The Prophet ﷺ said, command them at the age of 7, and then hit them at the age of 10. You've given them that period of time to become trained. You don't start beating them at the age of 7. And so this is how our deen teaches us to balance. To balance in everything that we do. And so the point is that our deen is a deen that came to balance things. And so there is a time for gentleness, and there's a time for harshness. And each, when one uses each, is based on the wisdom that Allah has given to you. When do you use gentleness? When do you use harshness? It's based on the wisdom that Allah has given to you. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us that wisdom, to use gentleness when we should, and to use harshness when we should. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us understanding of His names, His attributes, and to help us to gain these qualities that we learn from His names and His attributes. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.